Attorney General Doyle has been talking about cutting the number of state employees back to where it was about 15 years ago. He says that could mean as many as 10,000 reductions over about a decade, although Doyle contends much of the shrinkage could come through not replacing people who retire or leave for other reasons. The jobs plan has worried the AFSCME union and other labor groups that make up the state AFL-CIO. But now about 30 people on the AFL-CIO's endorsement committee have decided to back Doyle for governor. State President David Newby says cutting the number of workers will be the subject of continuing talks and clarifications. Newby suggests if there are any cuts, they may not come just from the lower levels.
There's a lot of top-heavy management in the state, for example. There are a lot of positions that have been given to consultants, whereas they should be state employee jobs. And this is a matter of continuing discussion between those unions and Jim Doyle and the whole process of resolving the budget controversy.
Newby suggests there's a broader picture to look at when analyzing the gubernatorial candidates, areas like education, job creation, and affordable health care. And Newby says on that score, James Doyle has it over Scott McCallum.
And we're not getting that kind of leadership from the current governor. Jim Doyle can provide that leadership.
The AFL-CIO political endorsement arm never backed Republican Tommy Thompson, but Newby says the labor coalition is not partisan. The group has also just gotten behind Democrats Barbara Lawton for lieutenant governor and Doug La Follette for secretary of state. Earlier endorsements for statewide offices also went to Democrats. Republicans will try to suggest that union leaders are out of touch with the rank and file. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.